Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. This is episode 47. One of my favorite magazines, or actually my favorite magazine, is The New Yorker. I love the reports, the short stories, the essays, the news stories, the bits and pieces that the editors put together every week. And the fiction section is especially great, I think. And today you can listen to a short story published recently in The New Yorker. It's called The Invasion from Outer Space by Stephen Milhauser, published on February 9th, 2009. Here's an excerpt from the story. From the beginning, we were prepared. We knew just what to do, for hadn't we seen it all 100 times? The good people of the town going about their business, the suddenly interrupted TV programs, the faces in the crowd looking up, the little girl pointing in the air, the mouths opening, the dog yapping, the traffic stopped, the shopping bag falling to the sidewalk, and there, in the sky, coming closer. And so when it finally happened, because it was bound to happen, we all knew it was only a matter of time, we felt, in the midst of our curiosity and terror, a certain calm, the calm of familiarity, we knew what was expected of us at such a moment. The story broke a little after 10 in the morning. The TV anchors looked exactly the way that we knew they would look, their faces urgent, their hair neat, their shoulders tense. They were filling us with alarm, but also assuring us that everything was under control, for they, too, had been prepared for this, in a sense, had been waiting for it. Already they were looking back at themselves during their great moment. The sighting was indisputable, but at the same time inconclusive. Something from out there had been detected. It appeared to be approaching our atmosphere at great speed. The Pentagon was monitoring the situation closely. We were urged to remain calm, to stay inside, to await further instructions. Some of us left work immediately and hurried home to our families. Others stayed close to the TV, the radio, the computer. We were all talking into ourselves. Through our windows we could see people at their windows looking up at the sky. All that morning we followed the news fiercely, like children listening to a thunderstorm in the dark. Whatever was out there was still unknown. Scientists hadn't yet been able to determine its nature. Caution was advised, but there was no reason for panic. Our job was to stay tuned and sit tight and await further developments. And though we were anxious, though quivers of nervousness ran along our bodies like mice, we wanted to see whatever it was. We wanted to be there, since after all it was coming toward us, it was ours to witness, as if we were the ones they had chosen, out there on the other side of the sky. For already it was being said that our town was the likely landing place. Already the TV crews were rolling in. We wondered where it would land, between the duck pond and the seesaws in the public park, or deep in the woods at the north end of town, or maybe in the field by the mall, where a new excavation was already underway. Or maybe it would glide over the old department store on Main Street and crash through the second-floor apartments above Mangione's Pizza and Cafe, with a great shattering of brick and glass. Maybe it would land on the throughway and would see 18-wheelers turn over, great chunks of pavement rise up at sharp angles, and car after car swerve into the guardrail and roll down the embankment. Something appeared in the sky shortly before 1 o'clock. Many of us were still at lunch. Others were already outside, standing motionless on the streets and sidewalks, gazing up. There were shouts and cries, arms in the air, a wideness of gesturing, pointing. You've been listening to episode 47 of Take Off the Podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. And today the episode featured a story from The New Yorker magazine, The Invasion from Outer Space by Stephen Milhauser, an excerpt. And until next time, take care.